Our text for this morning is the second reading from the first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 16 through 24. I share with you again these verses. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. Verse 19, by this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. By this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, what do sheep look like? Well, you know what sheep look like. They're all covered in wool and fat looking. So if you take an animal and you cover it in wool, is it a sheep? Well, no, it could be a wolf in sheep's clothing. So, it's not a sheep because it's covered in wool. It's covered in wool because it's a sheep. In these verses, John describes what Jesus' sheep look like. They do loving deeds. So, does doing loving deeds make us Jesus' sheep? No. Being Jesus' sheep is what makes us do loving deeds. So what is it that makes us Jesus' sheep? It is being dressed in the shepherd's clothing, being covered with the righteousness of Christ through faith. In these verses, John mentions three things that we can know because we learn them from God. We learn love for others from Jesus. We learn to show love from God's assurance, and we learn confidence in God from His Holy Spirit. Let's think first about how we learn love for others from Jesus. By this we know love, that He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. This last verse was my wife and I's text for our wedding sermon. Reminds me when a romantic song comes on the radio, a husband sings along with it to his wife. Oh, I'd walk 100 miles for you. I'd climb the highest mountain for you. I would swim the deepest ocean for you. When the song is over, the wife turns to her husband and says, so, would you go to the store and get some milk? John says, this is how we know what real love is. Jesus laid down his life for us. Repeating what we heard in the gospel reading, how the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The shepherd calls his sheep to follow him. To love others as we love ourselves. Greater love has no one than this, the Bible says, that he lay down his life for his brother. Every now and then, we may hear of someone who heroically risked their life to save someone else. But there may never be a time that we have to do something like this. The Greek word for life here is psyche. It can be translated soul or self. It's the spiritual life. But there's another Greek word for life in verse 17. It's the Greek word bios, like biology. It's referring to physical life, like when we talk about making a living. It's translated here in this translation as the world's goods. If anyone has the world's goods, that is, if he's making a living, and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? We may never need to sacrificially give up our lives as a hero, but we constantly have opportunities to simply help others who are in need, especially members of our family and brothers and sisters in the faith, in everyday life with biological needs. Do we do it? Or are we too preoccupied with our own life? Do we say to ourselves, they can survive. They'll get along without my help. John says, let's not just talk the talk. Let's love in deeds and in truth. When we hear this, we have to look at our lives and we have to wonder, am I truly loving? Have I learned this kind of love from Jesus? What does my heart say to me about helping the needy? What do my actions say about that? Are we truly his followers, or are we wolves that try to put on sheep's clothing? We should ask ourselves this, but then what should we do? John goes on to tell us we learn to show love from God's assurance. Verse 19, by this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he has commanded us. Would you be more willing and ready to help someone who is hungry if you have plenty, or if you don't know where your next meal is coming from? Well, ironically, actually, it is those who are more needy themselves who are more often ready to help others who are needy because they know what it's like. But being confident that we are loved and cared for is what makes us confident enough to love in return and to care for others. If we look at our hearts and see how they are reflected in our behavior, we may wonder about our salvation, because an honest conscience and God's law always condemns us. There's no way we're going to measure up. But John says, even when our hearts condemn us, God, who is greater, does not condemn us. He knows everything. That means he knows how we constantly fail, but he also knows what Jesus has done to save us. And so God declares us innocent. And it's when our hearts believe what he says that our hearts finally stop condemning us and have the confidence that we need to love others. It's when we have confidence in God's love and our salvation that we are set free. Children who are loved and cared for and smiled at are children that learn to smile and to love and to care for others. Those who do not feel love reflect this in their behavior, self-destructive behavior and behavior that hurts others. One example, husbands and wives are called to love each other sacrificially. Well, how can I keep on giving to someone else that doesn't give back to me? How can I be sure my needs will ever be met? Well, it's only when I'm sure that my needs will be met, not by another person, they're a failed human, but by God himself. In verse 23, God tells us to love one another. But first, he tells us to believe in Jesus' love for us. When we do believe in Jesus' love for us, then we want to do right, and then we want and we pray for what is right, and so we receive what we pray for, which is good for us and for others. And one of those things we pray for is a loving heart. John asks, how we know we are of the truth? When we look at our lives and our behavior, God's love and salvation make a difference in our lives. And so loving behavior is evidence that we are God's children. But we are not confident of our salvation because we are loving. We are loving because we are confident of our salvation. So, if we see that we need to be more loving, what we need is greater confidence in God and his love. How does this happen? We learn confidence in God from his Spirit. John writes in verse 24, whoever keeps his commandments abides in him and he in them. And this is by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. In today's first reading, we see Peter acting with bold confidence. His liberty and his life are threatened because of an act of kindness to a man born crippled, but he doesn't regret it. Well, Peter was not always this way. We remember how he denied that he even knew Jesus. Now he is claiming there's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. What makes the difference? text that reading itself tells us, it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who came to him and the other disciples on Pentecost. This same Holy Spirit comes to us in our baptisms. How can we be confident that we are in the flock of God's sheep and taken care of by him? By trusting his promise and his claim on us in our baptisms. It's because there he has clothed us with his righteousness. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the whole world has put his clothing on us. That makes us sheep because we are in our shepherd's clothing. This Holy Spirit continues to speak to us through God's Word, where Jesus promises and the Holy Spirit reminds us of what Jesus says. We need to keep on listening to that Word. Jesus says, whoever abides, that is, who remains in that Word, remains in him. That's what the Holy Spirit helps us do. So, one thing Jesus commands us to do is to keep on hearing his Word and believing it. We keep on receiving Holy Communion, where his Word tells us this is his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. And so we keep on believing in his forgiveness of our sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When we do believe these unbelievingly wonderful things for us, it's because the Holy Spirit himself is causing this faith in us. And it's believing these things that causes our love for him, and it's that that causes our love for others. And so his Word remains in us, and his love remains in us. And it's this great love that causes us to be caring and forgiving to others as well. John says, this is how we know what love is. We learn love for others from Jesus, who laid down his life for us. And so our love for him shows when we live our lives in ways that show love and help to others. And this is how we know we are of the truth, that is, we are genuine. We learn how to show love from God's assurance. We don't always look loving, even to ourselves, but we keep looking to Jesus' love for us, which assures us that God and our good shepherd care for us, so that we, without fear, can care for others. And this is how we know that he abides in us. We learn this confidence from God's Holy Spirit, who lives in us, to keep reminding us of God's Word and his forgiveness and his love, and his promise to keep on giving us life, both by us, biological life here and now to share with others, and psyche, spiritual life to share forever with him. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen. Now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen. We respond to God's Word by confessing our common Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, as we find it on page 158. You may rise.